Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Hello. Wow, we're all here.
Oh my God.
In person. I'm not over the phone anymore.
No phone a friend. It's
no phoning a friend.
No phoning a friend today.
Phony friend?
The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors of the University of California.
Guys, I'm real.
Oh my God. DJ yeah. Vera's not AI.
We're here on phone a friend today to yap. All in person though. Phone a friend was supposed to be for DJ Vera to call us over the summer.
Yeah, while I was in Southern California, I called you from everywhere. I called you from the beach. I called you while I was driving to San Diego. I called you while I was door dashing. I called you while I was driving back from Redondo. Whoa. I called you sitting on my bed.
Watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I called from everywhere. Nah, okay, I'd pause it. It'd be on my TV, but pause.
A little break.
Bro, I don't. That is literally the white woman's One Piece.
Yeah, wait. It is.
I started watching. I got hooked, and I felt like I had to finish it before moving on to something else.
What? I feel the same way about shows.
Because I can't watch multiple shows at once. I gotta watch one show, and I have to watch the whole thing.
Me too.
See, I do that, but then sometimes, like, okay, Tay's gonna get me on this, but Kimi no Todoke, or From Me to You, right? Is that what it is translated?
I'm gonna be honest, I've never heard the English translation of my
okay,
life.
I think it's just Kimi no Todoke,
and
they came out with a new season, but dude, oh wait, I can't say that word because it has the P word in it. Sadako and Kazehaya just make me so angry.
Yes.
There's this one couple, man, and like I had to take a break.
Can I ask you a question? What are you on season two?
I'm on season three.
Oh, I haven't seen season three yet.
Dude, I've been watching those hour-long episodes. You gotta watch season three. Season three is so much better than season two. Okay. Season two looks like so god awful in comparison.
No, I got really mad and I was like, I'm not watching this anymore.
Dude, you gotta go to season. Okay, Kazehaya, and I don't even watch it for Kazehaya and Sadako anymore because like I like Sadako and I also feel like I can relate to her a lot. But like, dude, their relationship is just okay. It did get resolved now, which makes me mad. Which makes me feel a little better about it, but like I am more watching it for Ryu and Chizu now.
Yes, I love Ryu and Chizu.
This is what I'm telling you. I'm not going to tell you about this episode, but instead of, because one day, okay, I've been tweaking out a lot recently, and a part of this is because two weeks ago when school started, I got class in Sacramento City College, and so I got a commute.
Yeah.
And so I signed up for all 8 and 9 a.m.s because it makes me like actually get my life together.
Yeah.
Dude, it makes me get my life together. Like, you don't understand. Like, I'm a morning person if I actually lock in.
8 a.m. for Sacramento is crazy, though. I could not do that personally.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, and this was the problem. That's why I was complaining about the whole, like, I'm going to have to start. That's why I can't do 12 a.m. to 2 a.m., man. I got to get up at, like, 6 in the morning so I can get to, because I take so long to get ready, man. Like, oh, people, like, take half an hour to eat food and get ready, bro. I need an hour and a half minimum.
I always wake up 2 hours before like my morning class, at least 2 hours before my morning classes.
Yeah,
dude, that's what I need. And like I'm gonna start talking about all this, or I'm gonna start tweaking. But basically I was supposed to be at class at 8:30, and there's no point in me going to, I mean, it's a 2 hour and 20 minute class, but like there was no point in me. I woke up at 8:30. I woke up late. And I was like, there's literally no point, because by the time I get ready, it's going to be 9. And by the time I get there, it's going to be like 9:30, 10. And there's just, I'm not going to go. And so instead of, you know, doing homework or watching the lecture, you know, that was online, right? I said, I'm going to watch another episode of Kimi no Todoke. And then episode was so good. I cried several times through the episode. Dude, like, it made me... feel like, dude, because they go into Chizu and Ryu's relationship.
Yes. Oh, and the manga's a little crazy,
dude. It was so good.
I feel like I need to get on this.
Yeah, you got to get on this, DJ. Like, it's on Netflix.
I said I was going to... Okay. I said I was going to watch One Piece this summer. I said I was going to lock in. I locked into Grey's. Okay, I'm like almost done, guys. I think I might stop at season 18, though. I don't know if I can keep watching.
How many seasons are there?
20.
Oh.
What the?
You should finish it. I don't know.
You should just watch Kimi ni Todoke, TBH.
I don't know.
A lot shorter episodes, you know. Three seasons.
I'm like, do I just see it through? Do I finish the show? I still got like, wait, what's?
Did they end it or is it still?
I have 50 more episodes to watch. What's 50 times 43?
Oh my
how
god!
How did you watch that all summer?
43. Bro. I'm doing math right now.
2,150.
I have 35 hours left of the show to watch.
Bro, when how many have you watched? Because you know what? That's
crazy.
I have watched roughly. Okay, wait. Let me do
the math here.
Okay,
you know I can't really judge because I watched way too much One Piece.
17 seasons. Okay, wait. Okay, what's my math, 10. I love Hunter x Hunter.
I've rewatched Haikyuu like a million times, I feel like, at this point.
I've rewatched Hunter x Hunter. DJ Vera is calculating it. I rewatched Hunter x Hunter like 3 times. That's like my comfort show.
Dude, I love Hunter x Hunter.
Komugi?
Yeah, that's my goat.
How many minutes, bro?
Reveal.
How many hours, bro?
How many hours?
Bro, that looked like 1,000.
You know, I don't know if I did my math correctly, guys, but I may have watched 300 hours of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my, wait, bro.
Bro.
That's not okay.
That is.
Bro. That's not okay.
You know what? I support you. I can't, like I said, I can't judge because I've probably seen a crazy amount of One Piece.
Low key, about the same amount as One Piece.
Yeah. What's the math on that?
But I've watched that all in 2 months.
You know, it's.
300 hours in 2 months.
When I first watched One Piece, I watched it. I got caught
up. It's about
up
the same amount.
Month,
it's about the so. Same amount as One Piece, actually. Yeah. It's kind of like the White Woman's One Piece is actually very accurate.
Yeah.
Because, wait, 60 times. Oh my god, the math is making me distracted. Yeah, you watched, because I did 300 divided by 24, which is 12.5. So you did, in fact, watch 12.5 days of Grey's Anatomy.
That's crazy.
So you watched basically One Piece over the summer.
Wow.
Which honestly makes sense because the dub for One Piece, I'm sorry, like I actually do enjoy some dubbed animes. Yeah. I'm not a snob.
My. Me and DJ Sendergrave have talked about the One Piece dub. Hate it.
It's
Luffy's voice actor.
I hate it so much. I don't like
the voice actor for the dub of Luffy.
I agree.
Some of the male leads in dubs, I'm just like, ugh.
It sounds too bad.
I honestly just can't watch dubs. Sometimes I'll like switch to it for a second. I'm like, oh nah.
No,
like,
yeah, I can't watch
immediately. Switch
back. I like. It depends on the anime. I really enjoy the Soul Eater dub. I like it more than I do the actual voice actors.
The Ouran High School Host Club dub is kind of funny, so I kind of like that one a little bit.
I
watched it in sub.
Mostly I don't even know what the dub sounds like because I just don't watch it that way. I refuse.
See, sometimes the dubs are just worth it. Like, it just depends on the anime. Like, again, depends entirely on, like, what you're watching. I think some of the dubs I actually can really get behind. I think, can I say, like, a different word for underwear? Because I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah.
Like, garments?
I can't say that if it's what I'm thinking of. If not, I'll just hit the dump button.
We're going to do the dump button, but basically, like, panty and stocking. Is that, like,
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. yeah, basically, okay. I watched this dude. I shouldn't have watched that when I was so young, too. That was just not an appropriate anime for me. I also didn't understand what was going on. This should have been my gay... Actually, oh, my God.
What?
No, dude, because I've never been able to. Wow, you know what? No, I'm coming to some.
What's
is like
the realization
live. These are like live reactions of like actually what. Because everyone's always like, oh yeah, my gay awakening was blah 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 character. Like not entirely my gay awakening, but like because I wasn't aware. But like I was very always like, I was enjoying it like a little too much. Mm. You know what I mean? For like the content that it was like. Because, like, panty and stock... I mean, like, dude. It's panty, stocking, and garter belt is the name of the
anime. The dub for that is really good. Actually, really funny anime. I really enjoyed that. It was on Funimation. I used to watch it all the time. And it's just a lot of, like, women, in, like, short little outfits. And I was like, wow, like, I just really enjoy watching the transformations. You know, they're really good. And I don't know if anyone, any of the listeners, or, like, if you guys would know what Kill la Kill is.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed, do you know what Kill la Kill is? So, they put on outfits, and when they transform, the outfits are pretty, what's the term? Scandalous. It's yeah. Let's go to the transformation. So for the listeners that can't see, they're just very tight, short outfits.
Like they kind of ate though.
Yeah,
they
did they're pretty fire.
But I was enjoying it in a different way. Yeah, I was. Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Okay, I see. No, that. How old were you when you watched this?
Dude, I was in middle school.
Like which grade though?
Like seventh or eighth grade.
Oh my god.
You know what I was watching in middle school? Uh-huh. That is like, I don't know. I feel like that was kind of young. Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my cousins were obsessed with
that. Oh, that young?
Yeah, and I see clips of it on TikTok sometimes, and I'm like, what do you mean I was watching that at 12? Like, what do you mean?
I was watching, like, Game of Thrones as like, in middle school. Okay, I read all the... This is
what
a fun
the?
Fact.
You read them?
I read every single Game of Thrones book because my tia gifted me the box set. She did not know what Game of Thrones was. I think because I read a lot.
Just think it was like popular thing?
Yeah. So for Christmas, my entire life, like my family doesn't really know anything about me, right? So like, or like any of my family members. So they would always just give me books or like gift cards to like bookstores or whatever. And so I think she just like saw this and was like, oh, I get it. It's like kind of like Lord of the Rings or something, right? And she had no idea what it was. And she gifted it to me. I had no idea what it was, and I read the entire thing like sixth grade.
Doesn't the show have like a lot of nudity in it?
Yeah, and the books are even more graphic.
A lot is an understatement.
I feel like that's like half the show at least.
Dude, yeah, 100%. And there's a lot of.
There's a lot of graphic scenes.
The graphic scenes also include like.
Crazy things.
I'm talking like family.
Yeah, There's a lot of interesting things. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I realized, like, because I haven't watched the show and I'm thinking about, oh, like, why did I not know that? Of course, they're not going to put that in the promos.
No.
They're not going to put that in commercials for the show. No. Like, that's, yeah.
I will say, though, it has an awesome, like, storyline. Like, George R. R. Martin is, like, a great writer. Like, he's really, I should not have been reading that, like, sixth and seventh grade.
No.
The books are even more graphic than, like, the show.
And that makes sense because, like, dude, I already am I haven't watched a show, but I know like kind of what goes on because my parents love that show. They watch House of the Dragon, the new one. They've watched all of it. It's not the spinoff. It's like a prequel.
Yeah.
So it's basically like for the listeners and for DJ Vera, Game of Thrones is basically like quite literally in the name. They're fighting for the throne, and there's this one house. It's they have like the houses, right? That's what it all is.
Yeah, there's different houses.
So then there's Targaryen. Targaryen's like the house that like you know Daenerys or any of them
probably seen her. She has like white hair.
I know like the guy with like really long
Jon Snow. Oh my god.
No.
I used to love Jon Snow.
He's like am I confusing that for Lord of the Rings?
Jason Momoa.
What?
No, I think I'm confusing this for from Lord of the Rings.
Boy, that
no, okay, wait.
This is Jon Snow.
Oh yeah, I know Jon Snow.
My goat, bro.
Okay, I know Jon Snow. Who plays Jon Snow?
Kit Harington.
He also played someone in Lord of the Rings, though.
I have no idea.
Because there was someone I also really liked. See? There was someone I also really liked.
Nah, low-key, I'm looking at him now.
Katy Perry's husband, really like the one that plays, what's his name, Legolas?
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom.
In middle school. Okay, I just think I really like curly hair. Because I'm realizing, like, every person I've been like, oh, they're awesome, they just have curly hair.
Real.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him now, I'm like, I don't really like, I don't know.
I love him.
I think I just don't, I don't really like men like, that much, you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Real.
No. Oh, I was telling Stargirl about this. I didn't know people have the opposite, where, like, they don't find out they're gay until later in life. I didn't know I liked men until I was 18 years old. Yeah.
Wait, that's actually kind of funny.
My entire life, I like from like for, as a child, bro. Like my entire life, I thought I was a lesbian the entire time. I'm not
like
even
since birth.
Yeah, like since birth, because I knew that I liked women. Like I was attracted to girls. Like I knew it, right? And the whole time, like in middle school, I was like fighting for my life, bro. I was like, oh, this is so hard. Like And like, so I never really liked men ever. And then I came to college and I met somebody and I was like, wow, low key, maybe I do like men. And then it changed my...
That's so silly.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so.
I like didn't realize... Or I in a weird way, I didn't know that was like an option, even though I have a gay aunt that I've known all my life and like as a wife. But in a weird way, I didn't know that was like an option until like the sixth grade.
Really?
When something happened.
Real. Dude, no, I think
that's
just because...
So
but then it was like my best friend and... Then she actually, like, something happened, and then she was like, oh, like, we kissed. And then she was like, I was trying to talk to her about it the next day, and she was like, actually, never talk to me about that again.
Oh, my
actually,
God.
Actually, we're not friends anymore.
Oh, my
actually,
God.
Actually, never tell anybody about that. And I was like, and then I was like,
bro.
I'm straight.
No. Yeah, no, I think I just knew, because a lot of my mom's family, like, I have a lot of gay family members. Like, yeah, like, I have a lot of gay family members. Like, my tia, like, she has a girl. Like, it's this whole thing, right? So I think growing up, I was just like, yeah, like, this is normal. Like, or what is normal, but I was like, I didn't think about it that much.
Yeah.
So, and I like, I just knew, because, like, you know what I mean? And then I also, like, growing up, my favorite, like, men, like One Direction, like Harry Styles, they all slightly look like women.
No, I've talked about this. My favorite was Louis Tomlinson, and he literally looks like a masculine.
Yes, yes.
Like,
no.
Crazy.
Like, I think I've talked about this before with Stargirl, but that one picture of him with the blue striped shirt and the red pants.
Oh,
please pull
yes,
that up on
please.
The computer.
Oh,
like, literally looks, if for, oh, for the listeners, you, if you know that picture of Louis Tomlinson from years ago with that blue and white striped shirt and those, like, red pants, the, like, tight red pants, looks like a mask.
No, he
lesbian.
Did. Yes. Bro.
No, that looks like the stereotype. That's like
yes.
Ellen.
Called,
oh, my
gosh.
Called
it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, I loved Harry Styles as a child because I was like, oh, my God.
Hello?
And I just realized, like, he just looks like a girl. Like, hello? That's the only reason I liked him. Oh, did the call fail?
The jail is calling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're probably
God.
Calling
him. No, wait, I have a story.
Just let it. Just
the,
let
the
it.
The other day.
Ring out.
The other
He'll
day, the jail, somebody from jail called me and DJ Kraz during our show Logarithm. And he was requesting songs, whatever, right? And he asked for my phone number. And I was like, what? And I was like, maybe, like, I'm not, maybe I won't give you, huh?
Yeah, you just let it, it's gonna,
yeah,
it's gonna
it
get
go.
It.
And it's gonna tell you to click
I had someone,
number one or something.
Yeah.
Not that one, the one up there.
Yeah, I've had someone call in, like, every single week on my show. I wonder if this is the same person.
Maybe, shout out.
I haven't seen this go in so long. But,
Yeah, I didn't, I really did not know I liked men. And that was a crazy, crazy realization.
No, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's, I wish I had, because, like, I don't know. I remember, like, I kind of am with the DJ Vera. Like, I didn't really know it was an option either. Because, like, again, like, I have no, like, you know, I have my suspicions.
Are you talking to the guy? He's really nice. He likes Linkin Park.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
Fire. But,
you had your suspicion. He likes Linkin Park, see?
Okay.
Well, yeah, we'll end with Linkin Park for him.
Yeah, but, wow, no, I lost my train of thought now. Oh, yeah, okay, I didn't know it was an option because, like, I remember in fourth grade, I was, like, very sheltered as a kid. Like, I was on the internet. Oh, well, I didn't.
Oh,
I was sheltered I was sheltered in a weird way.
That's another thing. I was on the internet as a child, so I knew.
I wasn't on the internet when I was that young. It's, like, my, like, addiction to, like, that my phone didn't really start until, like, when I, like, fully got, like, a real phone. Because, like, I wasn't allowed to give anyone my number. It was a really... My parents were really weird about it. And so, like, I feel like I was also really weird. I don't know. I was a really weird kid. But
too,
I think my problem was, is, like, in fourth grade, I remember there was this girl... Oh, no, there's this guy. And I don't remember how it even happened. But, like, Emery goes, Stella... Blah blah is calling you lesbian, and I was like, what is that? And
what
I was like,
is
what?
That, bro?
I was like, what is going on? And then I was like, I knew it was like a bullying tactic. Like I knew they were being mean about it. I know it wasn't like a nice thing. Like, and I was like, what is that? What does it even mean? Like, they're like, yeah, like she says like she sees you like leaning your head on like your friend all the time and like hugging your friends. And
it's
I was like.
To be friendly.
It's illegal. It's actually gay if you
it's gay if
are
you guys,
physical with your homies or hug. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In any way.
Then like the way that men would act with each other
bro,
too. Like
yeah.
Bro, come on.
Bro.
Dude, oh my God, I'm gonna segue into that. But yeah, and then I was at home and I was like sobbing and I was like, they call me lesbian. What does that mean? And then my mom was like, I'm gonna talk to your teacher, because like it was obviously I was obviously getting bullied, bro. Yeah. I just think my mind wasn't aware for really.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, and maybe this will segue into something else, but like, do you ever like think about how like, I don't know if y'all were bullied, but like, you ever think about how you were low key kind of, you didn't realize it in the moment, and then you get older, and then you kind of think about it, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
like dang, I was getting bullied, bro.
Yeah. No, yeah.
No. Also, wait, really quick, thank you to the caller.
Yeah, shout out. He is the same guy.
Yeah.
Right? He likes Linkin Park.
He said hello to you, Micah. He said hello, Micah. Say hello. We'll play some Linkin Park for you at the end of the show.
Just for you, bro.
Yeah, just for you.
That's my goal.
thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Low-key, yeah, no, I do think about that, though. And I remember, like, the day after, it was literally the day after, my like best friend and I like kissed in sixth grade. The next day we were like in the parking lot of my brother's soccer game, and my mom asked me, she was like, so I like forget how she phrased it, but she literally asked me if I was gay, and I was like no. I was like, no,
bro,
no, I'm not.
My mom,
maybe.
I think she did,
because
you said she pulled up.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, she definitely. No.
It was just like really coincidental.
No, she knew, bro.
I don't know.
Your ass believed
she
didn't see you, bro.
I don't know.
She just chose to look the other way.
She chose to look the other way. Bro, my mom knows. Like, I have never come out to my mom or told my mom anything, but she knows. It's like some like intuition. She's always asking me, and I'm like, bro. Like,
no, huh? But then. It's a little intuition.
I think it's a little obvious, yeah. Also.
That's what
I'm
saying, bro.
It's a little obvious. But
especially
no, she
like a gay like cousin. Like you got certain telltale signs with the way people dress and everything. But straight people
knew,
started taking that.
Like when I was a child, like I feel like
that's kind of silly.
It's really obvious. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
She's always
I don't
like,
think
you know,
mom...
I love you no matter what, right? I'm like, bro. She's like,
no, that's what my mom said when she asked me that day, and I was like,
change the subject.
No, I remember though, like, I was getting, because I was like low key popular in middle school, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know this until like, I think it was my like freshman year of high school, maybe junior or maybe sophomore year, but I was like getting my nails done by a friend who I went to middle school with, who like became a nail tech, and then she just like brought it up. She was like, oh yeah, you know, like like this girl, no, she was like, oh, like, you know, because I was like out by then, but she was like, oh, you know, like this girl in the front, like behind your back, they always used to call you a lesbian and like this and that, and like talk bad about you. And I was like, what? I was like, I never would have known. And she like told me like all the people, and I was like, bro, what? Like, ain't no way. That was crazy. But
bro,
yeah. And then she was like, oh yeah, like she would tell people like about, like be like, don't be friends with this girl, like she's
and
a lesbian, like
they always
bruh.
Say it in a bad way, bro.
They never say, and that's the thing that like, well, I think that's what my mom brought up with the teacher, is because like when they say that, I mean, I think it depends on the context, but most of the time when you're in like a group, there's like a group of girls or people, and they're like, they have like a little more power over you, and they're talking behind your back, and they're going, she's definitely lesbian, she's lesbian, they're definitely, it's not nice.
Yeah. And then when they make it seem like you make them uncomfortable, I'm like, bro, like, I...
yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about that, bro, because, like, I was in... I've talked about this before. I don't know if listeners know, but, like, before I came to Sac City, I was, like, at an out-of-state college, and I was on a team with people, and I was in a very conservative area. I'm playing gay sport. When you play lacrosse, bro, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're already clocked, man. And I was a goalie. I mean, like, I had no chance, bro. Oh, my God. Someone called me a walking gay stereotype the other day because of that. I'm serious. Dude, that was my tweet. That was what my tweet is about, bro. Stop. I met this random... I think this girl was hitting on me. I couldn't... I think she was. Because the way it happened was, like, she would always look at me when I, like, walked in the class the first couple of days and, like, stare me down. And I was, like, looking. I was, like, damn, what the...
She knew.
Oh, well, let me give you the context. I think she is, because like we were like walking, and then like I was like looking for this, because I need extra help with math, bro. I don't remember any of the trig that well, like all the like antiderivatives of the trig stuff. I'm like, it's gone, bro. Like I need a little bit of re-up. And so I was looking for this teacher, and she was also looking for him, and she like was like kind of wandering, and she kind of looks at me, she's like, are you also looking for him? And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh yeah, he's not there right now. And I was like, oh okay. She was like, oh yeah, his desk is so messy, ha ha ha. And like we started walking, she was super cool by the way, so. But then we were like walking downstairs, and like she just like kept on like talking to me, and I was like, okay. And then like She was like, yeah, I'm just so there's like glad there's like another baddie in like my class. And I was like, I dressed well. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. Cause like, I think she's like, also, I was a little like, no, it caught me off guard, bro. I was like, whoa, like, is that, you straight to the point, bro. Like,
the rest of the people in that class, like,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, am I getting like hit on or is it like, what is this? And then like, she was like, we were like talking and I was like saying something. And then I was like out of state. I was like playing lacrosse. She was like, oh, you really are a walking gay stereotype, huh? And I was like, dang. I was like, I mean, yeah, you're right. I also play goalie, but like, dang, bro. Oh my God. I think because I don't know, my clock thing that I've been trying to figure out, because like women are sometimes so hard to figure, like women love women, or like, it's just, sometimes it's a little hard to differentiate between some of them, because like the way that they flirt is like, what I've picked up on, at least my experience, is a lot of them are like, yeah, I'm like gay. I'm just like so gay. Like, oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh my God.
Why is that like me?
Bro, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, well, what is going on here?
No.
This girl's too young for me though.
Oh.
Yikes. Yeah, I'm almost 21, man. She just got out of high school.
Ooh.
Right? You see what I'm saying? I was a little like, because like, we actually had a mutual on Instagram that this one of my coworkers who works at the same place I work, and she was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, that's my homie. That's my homeboy. And then she was like, and he just graduated high school. Yeah. So they're the same grade. So I was like, I'm flattered, but you know, like.
No, like, that literally me though, because I feel like in like queer female relationships, like sometimes you gotta like drop that you are in fact gay, because like otherwise it's like a question and then you like dance around it. It's like, You got to be clear.
Yeah, and like, well, in general, bro, sometimes, like, you can tell most of the time. Like, apparently, I'm a walking gay stereotype, but like, which it's true. I actually, another DJ, is it Raheem?
Radio Raheem.
Radio Raheem, yeah.
Yeah.
When we like hung out like a while back, I like pulled up in my fit, and they were like, "Yeah, you got the lesbian fit on." And I was like, "Geez, bro, can I not wear clothing?" Like, dang, this is what every TikTok star looks like too, I thought.
You know,
okay, I'm just wearing cowboy boots and jorts.
Radio Raheem, bro, is the one that was like, that didn't know. Radio Raheem was like, oh, you're such a great ally. 100% serious, by the way, because I was wearing a pride bracelet. First of all, why would I wear a pride bracelet if I'm like...
Yeah, your ally when you look gay, which also, it's like, how are they clocking me but not you? Like, that doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. You're such a great ally, bro. Do you know?
No,
do you
know? That's so funny. Oh, you're such an ally. Like,
no, I was like,
also, their gaydar should be good, bro.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
I don't know. Some people got bad gaydar, though. Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Bro. Okay, the show's... We got 1 minute left. We got to play our Linkin Park song.
Linkin Park.
Yippee!
We're going to play Waiting for the
Friend
End.
Who phoned in.
Yeah.
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. Our friend who phoned in from the jail.
Wow. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, we're going to play Waiting for the End because it's one of the more popular ones that isn't top 40. That's number 42.
Wanted,
really? Really? Okay. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM.
Ooh.
It's out of my control. Flying at the speed of light, thoughts were spinning in my head. So many things were left unsaid. It's hard to let you go.
You're listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. Following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Up next, the Smile Show, after these messages.
Whether you're riding on two or four wheels, you can help drive down the accident rate by being alert to your surroundings. This advice may be especially helpful in preventing motorcycle accidents. More often than not, motorists won't be looking for motorcycles in traffic. Instead, motorists should be expecting to see a motorcycle at any time and always respect its right to be on the road. The Motorcycle Safety Foundation offers rider training for both new and experienced riders. To learn more, call 1-800-446-9227 or visit www.msf-usa.org.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go.